This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders arrived Thursday in Kyiv with a message of support for the Ukrainian people. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said the delegation was in Kyiv to convey the EU's strongest message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country. Borrell said the EU will continue to stand with Ukraine to win and rebuild. EU and Ukrainian leaders are set to meet at a summit Friday to discuss the EU's response to the conflict, restructuring and relief efforts, global food security, and Ukraine's application to join the EU. The United States says Russia is violating the last remaining nuclear arms treaty between the two countries. This comes as the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists moved the hands of their symbolic clock last week to show how close humanity is to self-annihilation, citing Russia's invasion of Ukraine as one of the main reasons. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The State Department says Russia is violating the New START treaty, which puts a cap on the number of strategic nuclear warheads that the U.S. and Russia can deploy, and the deployment of land and submarine-based missiles and bombers to deliver them. The U.S. says Russia is not allowing inspections of its facilities as required by the treaty. Russia has also refused to rule out using a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, which has fed global fears of a nuclear catastrophe. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Thousands of mainly young people chanting and singing arrived at the Martyrs Stadium in Kinshasa before sunrise Thursday to attend the meeting with Pope Francis on the third of his four-day visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is VOA News. Israel says its jets carried out an airstrike on what it said was a rocket production workshop in the Gaza Strip early Thursday, hours after Palestinian militants fired a rocket towards Israel. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
In a video obtained by Reuters News, the sound of jets and explosions detonating in the distance Thursday could be heard. Israeli military said it struck Gaza as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire sounded again in Israeli areas around the Strip. The exchange further raised tensions during a particularly violent period in the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli military said the workshop contained chemicals and was run by the militant Hamas group, which controls Gaza. There were no reports of casualties from the rocket or airstrike. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A new poll suggests that the discovery of classified documents at U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware home has not really affected his overall approval rating. AP correspondent Donna Warder explains.
41% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. That's about the same as the 43% who said that in December. 77% of Democrats give their approval, and 91% of Republicans disapprove. Those numbers also haven't changed much since late last year. When Americans were asked whether they approve or disapprove of how Biden handled the discovery of classified documents in a locked closet at his Delaware home, 39% of those surveyed disapprove, 23% approve, and 36% say they neither approve nor disapprove. Jonna Warder, Washington.
The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to four new Philippine military sites. In a news briefing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement with the Philippines gives the U.S. a stronger security presence in Asia.
It is not about permanent basing, but it is a big deal. It's a really big deal it gives us, provides us the opportunity again to interact a bit more in an effective way.
The announcement was made as Secretary Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Sweden's government on Thursday proposed new legislation to ban activities linked to extremist groups in a move to toughen anti-terror laws, a key demand from Turkey to approve Stockholm's NATO bid. The proposed legislation widens the scope of activities that can be prosecuted. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.